Blog Talk Radio.
I am a Christian.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect. Simply redeemed. Born with a purpose. Purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. That means I pledge my life, giving everything I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect, oh, but I have been redeemed, oh yeah. I am your way. We'll take this road together, oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know we'll make this journey in. Make no mistake about it, you have been yet in your transgression, somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him, accept his love and we'll begin. Walk together, for we have been redeemed. Love and then begin to stand together hand in hand, and surely he will heal the land, and we will wear these chains no more as these walls come crashing to the floor. And then someday he'll come again, and we will find
listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I'm truly blessed to welcome you all here to All Nations Bible Study with your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bible. Get something to write with and to write on. Hallelujah. And I will now turn you over to the very capable precept sister of mine. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'm looking forward to another lesson. Hallelujah. On redemption. Praise God. That's kind of quite a bit to cover tonight. Praise God. But I know that we will finish, and if the Lord says to go on, we will. Praise God. But this is part three tonight, and still on the Bible study teaching of redemption. Praise God. And I think that last week I did promise that I would go into a little bit about, sacrifices before Jesus, hallelujah, died, hallelujah, and hung on that cross for our sake so that we could have salvation, so that we could be saved, so that we could be free, hallelujah. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight, which we'll go into the Old Testament, some of the sacrifices, talk about those. I won't go in deep, go with those, but I will bring it up because along the way, there was a better sacrifice that was prepared for us. And so we're going to go into that tonight. Praise God. I'm going to open in prayer. Father God, I come before you this evening, Lord, looking to you for your help. Hallelujah, because yeah. I only want to speak the words that you would have me to speak unto the listeners in this Bible study tonight. So I ask, Lord, that you would word my mouth, and I pray that I will be giving out the scriptures that you would have me to give tonight. Hallelujah,
bless
in the name of
God.
Jesus. And I just ask, Lord, right now that you would forgive me of anything that you would see, that I might not see, that would be displeasing to you. And I want it wiped out in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking for your forgiveness right now in Jesus' name as I go into your holy word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have so much here. But I know the Holy Spirit is going to direct, as he always does. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's our guide. Hallelujah. He's our teacher. Thank you, Jesus. And he gives us what to say and when to say it and how to say it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know tonight that it's God's nature to bless us?
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. It is. It's
Amen.
His nature. Hallelujah. To bless. Because all that he did, he had a purpose, a great purpose in mind, hallelujah, for us, praise God. And there is a purpose that God made for us. He promised us, made promises to us, hallelujah. And God desires to bless us in every way. And he truly blessed us with salvation. Amen. To me, that's the greater blessing. Hallelujah. That I was able to be saved. That Jesus made a way for me to be saved. He made a way for me to be free of my sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And through his word, hallelujah, I learned to follow him. Through his word, I learned obedience. I learned how important that is. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, I have no problem obeying God because why shouldn't I? Praise God, because he made a way for me and he made a sacrifice, a great sacrifice, not only just for me, but for everybody. Hallelujah. He made that sacrifice for all of us. Praise God, that we could be free of our sins, hallelujah, that we could also, he blessed us to the extent where we can be with him, hallelujah, one day, throughout eternity, Hallelujah. Another greater blessing. Praise God. So I just thank him tonight for all that he does for us, his children, and how he uses us, how he called us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He called us, praise God, hallelujah, to be a part of his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank him for that tonight. I really do. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord blesses us so that his salvation and his ways and his justice may be known to everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And every believer has a part in helping others as well to know and to understand the one true God. And each blessing that he gives not only benefits us personally, but it's also intended to help others. Amen. Hallelujah. We're all included. Praise God. And when God, when the Lord blesses us, he's not only doing something just for us or just for you, he's also doing it, doing something in and through us, the lives of others. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I mentioned that before, maybe in our first lesson. Praise God on redemption. But I wanted to mention that again because it's so important that we know the real reason. We know God's real purpose. Amen. Praise God. We must know. We must be reminded, me included. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of his redemption and why. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that also through the transforming work of the Holy Spirit, praise God, we too have a part in that. And I just want to mention Paul, as Paul began to display, praise God, as Paul, praise God, first of all, Paul had a meeting, as we know, on the road to the Damascus. And that's when his life, whole life changed, praise God. Our life changes too, hallelujah, when we have that experience on our road, wherever our road was, hallelujah, or is, praise God, we needed to meet Jesus, hallelujah. So Paul, when Paul met him, praise God, and Paul became, as Paul began to know more and more, hallelujah, about Christ Jesus, hallelujah, and to know his qualities, Paul took them on, hallelujah, the Christ-like qualities. And when he began to display more and more of those Christ-like qualities, and as we know, especially in his writings, we see his compassion, we see his humility, and his appreciation for God's blessings. And only the grace of God could enable a well-educated and influential man to count all of his credentials a loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior. We too have that same privilege. But Paul's life is an example of God working through sinners and transforming them. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit seeks out to do the same for you and I. Praise God. And so what we have to do is allow God to work in us and through us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because as I said before in the other two lessons, Jesus sacrificed his life for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We were bought with a high price, our Savior's blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it was a blood sacrifice. But it wasn't like in the Old Testament times when the animals were that sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a sacrifice, one that sacrificed for us, that had no blemish, no sin. He He was perfect in all his ways. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's quite a difference. Amen. But he gave his life up. Hallelujah. Gave up his life for our sake so that we could be redeemed, so that we could be also past redemption, we could also be reconcilers. Hallelujah. For Christ. Hallelujah. Meaning we could bring others to him. Hallelujah. He gave us that ministry of reconciliation so that others could also know him. Hallelujah. By way of what he did in us and through us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we're no more sinners. That doesn't mean that we might not ever sin again, because we're human. Hallelujah. And so sometimes sin does, you know, come upon us through temptation or through our own flesh or whatever the case might be. But we serve a God that is a forgiving God. So we can always go back to him and repent, praise God, and continue in our walk with him because we have been redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. And I am glad tonight to say so, that I have been redeemed. And we have been redeemed by the best. We've been redeemed by the only one that really could. Hallelujah. Amen. Do it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start reading some scriptures here. And I think that I'm going to read some out of the Old Testament, but I want to read... I want to go to Matthew, I think, first, Matthew, the 26th chapter, and we're going to read the 28th verse, Matthew 26, 28, and then we're going to go from there. Okay, the scripture says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Okay, that's why. That's the reason. Okay, that's the reason for redemption. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that this passage is often used for communion, Matthew, the 26th chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read some of that passage. We know that Jesus is the one that betrayed. We know that Jesus is the one that betrayed Jesus. And that's in the 25th verse. It says, "Then Jesus, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said." The 26th verse says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Praise God. Amen. So that's part of the whole purpose, amen, of Jesus shedding his blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, and also when Judas betrayed him, that was the beginning, praise God, of Jesus's, all the things that he went through. Amen.
Judas,
before he got to the
Judas.
Cross, even he suffered. Hallelujah. He didn't just die, but he suffered. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's a real true sacrificial death. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have been redeemed. Praise God. Our Savior truly sacrificed for our sake. Okay, I'm going to go to Hebrews now. And we're going to go to the next verse in Hebrews. The ninth chapter in Hebrews. And we'll start with probably the 11th verse. Hebrews 9 and 11. Okay.
Amen, Apostle. Take your time. All right.
Okay. All right. I want to get into the blood sacrifices a little bit as well.
Amen.
Praise God. So we'll get to that. Okay. The ninth verse says, which was a figure for the time then present. Well, let's go up a little higher. Okay, and this is talking about the priest, how the priest went every year, praise God, and, they went in place of man's sins, praise God. So let's go to, I think that's the seventh verse. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself, and for the errors of the people, the sins, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks, divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. But Christ being come, an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, and not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and ashes of an heifer sprinkling unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, Jesus is, the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Okay? We have received that promise. Amen? Hallelujah. Of an eternal inheritance. Praise God. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. Okay, that's like a will. Like we as people make a will. Okay, for that will to be in place, we have to die first. Okay? Amen. And the verse 17 says, for a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives. Okay? If I have a will, if I make a will and I'm still living, nothing is going to happen until I die. Okay? Nothing could happen for us until Jesus died. Amen? Hallelujah. He made his will to us, his promises to us, which are yea and amen. Hallelujah. his covenant. He made a covenant with us. Amen? Praise God. And God does not go back on anything that he has promised us. Amen. Hallelujah. Man does, but he doesn't. God doesn't. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so I hope we have a better understanding now that and why it was so necessary for Jesus' blood to be the sacrifice. Okay? Hallelujah. So in the New Testament, we know that Jesus is the one, hallelujah, that made that blood sacrifice for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's because we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. And that made the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's go to, still in Hebrews, let's go to the 10th chapter. And that would be, okay, I'm going to start reading at the first version, and I'll read down a little bit. Chapter 10, verse 1 says, "For the law having a shadow of good things to come, not every image of the things can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year," which they did, "continually make the comers there unto perfect." Okay? Could not. Hallelujah. We needed the blood of Jesus. Amen. Verse 2 says, "For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins? But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. When he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me." Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that there was offerings, burnt offerings, and all kinds of offerings, animal, the blood of animals, and all of that. Praise God. But in the same passage, chapter 10, if we go down to the 9th verse, it says, "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second." Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory. So I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Praise God. God provided animal sacrifices to provide a temporary covering of sins. That was temporary, okay? Hallelujah. And to foreshadow the animal sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Amen? Hallelujah. So Jesus, that's why Jesus died. And that's why it was so important, hallelujah, that he did die, praise God, that he became our sacrifice. Praise God, because in doing that, hallelujah, forgiveness of our sins. When Adam and Eve sinned, animals were killed by God to provide clothing for them. Amen. Hallelujah. That was the purpose of it then. And that's found in Genesis, the 3rd chapter and the 21st verse. Then after the flood was over, Noah sacrificed animals to God. And that's Genesis 8, verses 20 and 21. animal sacrifices ended because Jesus Christ was the ultimate and the perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. Right? Amen. So I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. He is that perfect one. Hallelujah. That perfect sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. The one that came without blemish, without spot, without anything. Hallelujah. Perfect. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We needed purification. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we know that Jesus is our mediator. Hallelujah. And he anchors us in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A better way. Hallelujah. We have his truth. Hallelujah. His word is truth. Praise God. Whatever he says is so. Hallelujah. We can't depend, hallelujah, on the earthly priest for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So our Savior had to die in our stead. Hallelujah. Because we really deserved death. But because of him, we were spared. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of Jesus Christ, we were spared. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hosea chapter 6, verse 6 says, "For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God." I'm sorry. Let me reread that. "For I desire steadfast love and not the sacrifices," hallelujah, "of burnt offerings," hallelujah. And otherwise, hallelujah, "the knowledge of God," hallelujah, "is better." Praise God. Now I'm going to go to, let's see, we're still in, I'm still in the book of Hebrews, so I'm going to go to seven. Chapter.
Hallelujah.
Verse.
We use the Bible, and
it says, "Who needeth not daily?" Okay, as we know that the priest came often. Amen. Hallelujah. To make sacrifices for us. I'm going to go to the 26th verse because it explains it a little more. "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, and undefiled." That's Jesus. "Separate from sinners and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily," hallelujah, "as the high priest, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself." Okay, in the Old Testament times, the priests came to offer up sacrifice. First, it was for their own sins, okay? Then for the people. This was not necessary for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Because he was the perfect one. He had no sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No sin. Amen. They said in the word, there was no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. Praise God. He was perfect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So that was not necessary. But you know, the other priests did, hallelujah, and they did this without shedding any blood, okay? Hallelujah. But Jesus made a greater sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He made a better way. Amen for us. Okay, let's go to Ephesians. And I'm sure I read this before, but we're going to read it again. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to read from the 6th verse. to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. How many know that we have Christ's riches? Hallelujah. We have grace. Hallelujah. So that gives us, hallelujah, God's riches, but at Christ's expense. And that's what we need to remember. Hallelujah. His son died, hallelujah, for us. Hallelujah. That's why we have it all. That's why we can have it all. Hallelujah. That's why we have all of God's promises, all the things that he blesses us with. Hallelujah. He wanted us to have them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have his riches, but we have his riches, hallelujah, because his son died. Hallelujah. In order that we could have this. And that's how grace came about, through what he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What he was willing to do for our sake. Amen. Hallelujah. So that we could have his riches. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's riches at Christ's expense. Now that's a lot. Amen. Hallelujah. We couldn't pay that price. Hallelujah. That would be a high price to pay. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And it was known that we could not pay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus came in our stead, came in our place. Hallelujah. And made it possible. Praise God, that we could be bought back through his blood that was shed on Calvary. Amen.
Amen.
That's heavy. That's a lot.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For
Amen.
Us that didn't deserve it. Amen. That's a lot. All right. Let's go to First John. First John chapter 1, verse 7. Hallelujah. And it tells us, I'm going to go to verse 6. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I feel for those that do, hallelujah, say that they have fellowship and yet walk in darkness.
Come on,
because
come
the Bible
on.
Says we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. But verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not some of our unrighteousness, but all of our unrighteousness. Amen. Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And that's because we all have sinned and fallen short from the glory of God. Amen. And it lets us know that in I think it's Romans. Yeah, Romans 6,
yes,
the 6th
Romans,
chapter,
Romans.
The 23rd verse. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we can't say, you know, especially those of us that have been saved, that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, and we have been redeemed, and we know we have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Our walk is supposed to be different than what it was beforehand.
Yeah.
Amen? Before we accepted
Amen.
Him. Hallelujah. And we know that the word of God does not lie, but it tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So if the word of the Lord says that, it is so. Amen? Hallelujah. But we have a Savior. Hallelujah. We have one that was willing to die for us. Hallelujah. We have one that walked in obedience to his Father. And more than anything else in the world, he wanted to please his Father and do as he told him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So why shouldn't we want to do as God tells us to do in his word? Hallelujah. Walk in obedience. Walk in the Spirit. Praise God. Obey God. Follow him in his footsteps. Pick up our cross daily. Hallelujah. And follow him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when I say pick up our cross, we do have one to bear as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pick up our cross. Praise God. It may make us uncomfortable. Praise God. Or somebody we may need to go and be a blessing to someone else or give to someone else, hallelujah, or provide aid to somebody, to pray for somebody, hallelujah. That's how we pick up our cross daily and follow Christ, because then we're really following him because we're doing the things that he did and the things that he showed us to do, amen, and the things that he spoke to us to do in his holy word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let us be mindful of the word of God and just walk in that obedience and do what he says. Hallelujah. And as we do so, of course we're going to be blessed, but others are going to be blessed as well. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not just about us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think about Jesus. Jesus didn't make it just about him. Hallelujah. But he thought about us. He thought about us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he made a way for us. Hallelujah. He made it possible for us to be free of our sins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go to have a few more scriptures. 1 Peter. The first chapter, and then we'll go to 2 Peter. No, I'm sorry. It'll still be in 1 Peter. Okay. Praise the Lord. Someone is trying to reach me from Arizona, but I can't talk. Amen. 1 Peter. Let's see. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 and 19. It says, and his voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him. I think it must be more to read than that. Okay, let's go back.
Holy Ghost.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's just go to... First Peter, second chapter. I'm sorry. Okay. Starting with verse 1. I don't think that's it either. I think I selected these scriptures for something else. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to read those, but we will go to Revelation 1. Okay, Revelation chapter 1. Okay, Revelation 1 and verse 5. It says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever." Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you. Redemption means so much. Hallelujah. There's so much for us in being redeemed. So much, praise God, hallelujah. And I thank God for it. I thank God that I am redeemed. I have no problem letting it be known, hallelujah, that I am redeemed, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going
thank
to
you,
give you some other scriptures, if you want to write them down, that talks about you know, the blood sacrifices, the animal sacrifices, which we learned was a temporary covering of our sins. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leviticus 4, verse 35, if you want to write that down, and Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 10. And as you study, you could go even farther than that into Leviticus and learn more if you want to study a little bit more about that. Praise God. And we know with Jesus being our sacrifice, Jesus, as we know, was the better sacrifice. We all know that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all
Amen.
He had to do was make that one time, that one sacrifice, shedding his blood, okay? Hallelujah. And we know Jesus died on the cross. We know that he was buried. We know all of that. But we also know that he rose again. He didn't stay dead. Hallelujah. We serve a living Savior. Praise God. A living
yes.
Savior.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he came with a new covenant for all of his people. Praise God. So we know that Jesus was the better sacrifice. Jesus not only came to save us, hallelujah, but also to later take us home, hallelujah, to take his people home to be with him forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to close there.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
Praise God. And this was part three.
Thank
and
you,
I don't know if there'll be a part four or not. If you all feel comfortable enough with part three, then we'll be finished. But otherwise, we'll go a little deeper next week. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, all right. I'm going to turn this back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook, and she'll ask you for comments or whatever. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all, and I hope that you got a better understanding out of this lesson. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And first and foremost, we just want to thank everybody that's in the studio tonight that came out. And right now, if you have a comment or a question or you just want to bless Apostle and let her know you were here, if you would kindly press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. So I know we have some of our regulars. Hallelujah. We have Mother Matty Scott and Mother Mitchell. But, you know, I don't want to put anybody on blast. So if you would like to speak to please press your one at this time. I would greatly appreciate it. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and let my elder speak because she is a beautiful mother and of this assembly. Mother Mattie Scott, God bless you. How is the Lord blessing you on this day in this time?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Bishop Cook. Good evening to all the Spirit of Life family. And Apostle Zeta, as always, you taught Bible study excellent. I love how you teach Bible study. You always give honor and glory to Father God and King Jesus as you speak.
Yes,
God bless you. We got to give all honor, all praises, and all glory to our Heavenly Father because they're worthy to be praised. I tell you, I enjoy Spirit Alive Bible study. It helps me to be stronger. It helps me to stand on the Lord's word and his promises. I tell you, that the Bible study, he's broken down where you can understand it. You don't have no problem to understand it. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is enlightening. And that's something that we all need. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for all that you do. And thank you for all that you do for the Lord and doing his work, his will, and his way.
Thank you,
Bishop Cook, and to everyone in Spirit
bless
of Life.
God bless you, ma'am.
God bless you. With double honor, with triple honor. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you, Mother Mattie. Okay, we have area code 510, last four digits, 2227. God bless you. You are in the room.
This is Ron, and I just wanted to thank Apostle Zeta for her message tonight and saying the things that some of us, we may have read and known, but it is such, it's exciting, actually, to have it said again and said by someone else so that we can hear it in a way that perhaps when we present it to someone else, we may have picked up some things from what we heard tonight from Apostle Zeta. So I just can't thank her enough for this.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I've got 5 pages of notes that I wrote as well as all the scriptures.
Well, now.
So
well
before
now.
I sign off,
Hallelujah.
I just want to tell Apostle Veda, thank you. And
You're welcome. I'm glad you were on.
Hallelujah. All right. God bless you, Brother Rod. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Let me bring Mother Givens on in here. Good evening, Mother Givens.
Good evening to all of you, and I want to give praise to Apostle Flowers. She has a beautiful way of teaching, which will let you understand what it's all about. And I just thank her for those beautiful messages. And I did make notes myself, and I will go back and go over these scriptures and let them apply to me and all of my loved ones and those that I don't know. I'm hoping that there will be more people on the line to listen. But I just thank you for everything that you and Bishop Cook.
It's all right, Mother.
Amen.
And I thank you for the prayers that you've given to me, and I just ask you to continue to pray for me. And I love
Sister
Mattie.
Oh, we don't do that.
She always let me know what time it is and when it's going to be, so I'm just so thankful for her. So that is my comment for tonight. I love you all, and God bless each and all of you.
Mother Givens, we
love you, and we
just love you. And Mother Mattie, we give you honor. The Word of God says, "Give double honor to the elders, especially those." that, you know,
thank
that carry the body. And so, you know, that when I see, well, you know, when you enter the room, I know that too, that I feel your presence. I feel your prayers. I feel your love. Even with everything you and Mother Maxie may be going through right now.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You
are showing the younger generation grace under fire. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We were talking about grace tonight. You know, and that's being able to put yourself aside.
Pick up your cup, make
that sacrifice just like Jesus, you know, and bless somebody else. Because it's not about us. None of this is about us. It's all about Jesus. So I want to thank you, ladies, so much for being a living, first of all, for being a living example of God's love. I just thank you for taking time and coming out and just not being afraid.
Hallelujah.
We're not ashamed of the gospel of
Jesus
Christ. We come on out and tell it. And you told it tonight, Apostle Zeta. And I'm just speaking while I wait to see if I see any more ones, amen, because, hey, grace is the vehicle that redemption rides on.
Amen.
And as God forgives us, hallelujah, that same grace should flow out to other people. Okay.
Yes.
And bless other people.
Yeah.
Just as God has forgiven us, we're supposed to be forgiving other people. Apostle Zeta said in the last study, part two, she told us, God's people are a peculiar people. We don't walk like other people. We don't talk like other people. We don't do what other people do. We don't have any agendas until God gives them to us.
Amen.
Because all we want to do is see somebody come to the Lord. All we want to do is lead somebody to Jesus. All we want to do is make disciples who will make other disciples. They will go out and make other disciples. Because this is a kingdom thing. And up in Spirit of Life, we have a kingdom mindset.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank
you.
See, each and every one of these programs, they're not shows. They're worship services. We're giving God glory. And Apostle Zeta, I want to thank you for just breaking down redemption and letting people know. If anybody who was in the sound of our voice tonight is listening, and you've never given your life over to the Lord, I've got good news for you. You do not have to leave here the same way you came in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You can give your life to Christ right now. You don't have to try to fix yourself up. Mm-mm. You don't have to do all that. You don't have to wait and get dressed up to go all up in a building. No, no, no. All you have to do is get on your knees and surrender your heart to the Lord and say to him, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Mm. Let him know. You know that you are in need of a Savior. And then you're going to ask him to forgive you for those sins. Whatever they are. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then you tell him why you believe that he can forgive you of those sins, because you say, I believe that you are the Son of the living God and he raised you from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So right now, Lord, come into my life and save me. Come into my life and rescue me. Come into my life, Lord God, because I want to have that grace that I heard Apostle Zeta talking about. I want to have that redemption that I heard Apostle Zeta talking about. I want to be blessed. I thank you for making that sacrifice because I believe that you came, you died, and you rose for my sin.
Yeah.
And if you do that with a sincere heart and then just say, in your name, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, you're saved. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is standing right there at the door with a welcome basket. Hallelujah. And in that welcome basket is your salvation. In that welcome basket is your faith. In that welcome basket is love, peace, joy. In that welcome basket, hallelujah, is forgiveness. Hallelujah. In that welcome basket, there are so many beautiful blessings. Because, see, once you are connected, you are protected. So I don't care how long we've been in the Lord. We need to check ourselves because, see, we, like Apostle Savior said, we can't make God's word a lie. You know what I mean? But he says he moves us from glory to glory to glory and faith to faith. Well, how are we going to move from glory to glory and faith to faith if we're not checking ourselves, keeping it real before God, letting him, giving those problems to him, and letting him cleanse us? Like Apostle Zeta said, if we confess our sins, then he is just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
Yeah.
He didn't, like she said, he didn't say some. He said all.
Apostle
Zeta, you know me.
Yeah.
You know me, my Mother Apostle Zeta. You know, we sit up and talk about this all the time. We want people to be saved. We just want people to be saved. And Lord, Father, so I'm just going to go to the Lord right now. I just feel led to go to the Lord with your permission, Apostle Zeta. This is your Bible study. So if I have your permission, I need to go into prayer.
No problem. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we once again come before your throne of grace. First of all, praising you for that powerful word we just heard. We thank you for the message, and we thank you for the messenger. Now, Lord God, I pray that you pour back into Apostle Zeta as she poured out into your people, Father God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you would just continue, Lord, to bless her for her humility and her obedience, Father God. Bless her goings out and coming in, Father God. Hallelujah. We know, because I know she is going to do exactly what you say, the way you say it, Lord God. And I just praise you for the elders in here. My mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, I praise you for Mother Givens. I praise you, Father God, hallelujah, for Mother Mattie. And everybody sitting up in this studio, Father God, I just thank you that they had a mind to come out, Lord God, and just study to show themselves approved, God. I praise you right now for all the souls that will be one through the very people that are sitting in this studio, Father God. I praise you right now, Father God, for those who are truly about your business, Father God. Hallelujah. They are going to do your will, Lord God. Hallelujah, because that's the only thing we should want to do. Hallelujah. Lord God, I praise you right now, because I believe in somebody tonight, somebody all over this, this goes out all over the world, Lord God, and I know that somebody tonight got a breakthrough. I know somebody tonight got the courage to pull down a stronghold in your holy name. They got real before you, Lord. They got on their face, Lord God, and they didn't say they were sorry, Lord God. They actually repented that thing right there. Some shackles fell off tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. I feel the shackles breaking, oh God, because you said your word don't come back void. And Apostle Zeta brought your word, Lord God. She didn't bring her opinions. She didn't bring her agendas. She brought your holy word. Precept on precept, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone amongst us and all our brothers and sisters all over this world. I pray right now, Lord God, wherever healing is needed, Jehovah Rapha, you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we need you right now. We're crying out to you right now, Lord God. Lord, people are losing loved ones. Hallelujah. But, God, we know that you are the comforter. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fall fresh on them, oh God. Infuse them with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, because in all things we acknowledge you, Father God. In all things we will minister your holy word, oh God. So I just pray that you bless them and comfort them, oh Lord. Love on them, Father God. Hug on them, Father God.
In the name of
and Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless anyone right now that needs a breakthrough. Lord, that one just needs to know, that is really wanting you to speak clearly to them about who they are in you.
Yes.
Lord God, I pray that we would really walk in righteousness and remember that holiness is in the Bible. Lord, I pray for
servant leaders
tonight. I pray, Lord God, that all the performers would be removed, Lord God, so your remnant can stand tall and preach your word and just your word. Lord, I pray that you give the servant leaders, Lord, a heart after your own. I pray in the name of Jesus that they would just want to see whomever you put in their charge, whether it's one or 1,000, that they would be know that they are responsible for their very spiritual, their spiritual souls. You will hold us accountable for the mess that we do, Lord God. So I pray that more servant leaders, Lord, would just repent. Stop trying to hide behind their haughtiness. Stop trying to hide behind their pride, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they would all humble themselves. Hallelujah. Yes. So that they might be effective vessels for your kingdom.
Yes.
Because, Lord, we don't need any more false prophets. We need, this is a time for when we're at war, Lord God. We need real soldiers doing the real work, Lord God, in the name
Thank
of
you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I pray for every servant leader to get a spirit of repentance down in their very sanctified soul, because we are not perfect. We have not arrived. Hallelujah. You hold us to a higher standard. So we need to be right with you always, every day, Father God. So help us to do that, oh Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you. I want to praise you. Lord, I just want to glorify you right now.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
You didn't have to die for us, but you did, God. You did.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you
Jesus.
Were the
Thank
first
you
one
for
that
it.
Said, send me, Father, I'll go. And then in the fullness of time, you left your deity. You left and allowed yourself to don our filthy flesh so that you could be Emmanuel,
Lord.
God, with us. We thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, when I think
thank
about
you,
that, you did, Apostle Zeta was on it tonight, said she didn't have to do it. He was the perfect sacrifice. There was no, there were other sacrifices, but they weren't the sacrifice because Jesus was that. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, we just want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. I want to thank God for all the people that's in the studio. God bless you. We pray peace and blessings to you and your household. Hallelujah. Just know that we pray that you come back again. Just know that we love you. And maybe next time, you're a precious one. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Cook saying we thank you. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, everyone. God bless
you.
We love you.
Good night. God bless
you.
Good night. Love you.
God bless you.
Good night. Love you all. God bless you all.
Amen.
That was wonderful, Apostle Zeta. Wonderful.
No, thank
wonderful.
You. And your comments,
ma'am.
Always, are a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, too.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Good
love
night,
you all.
Dear. I love you, too.
God.